This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is our militant grammarian, Catherine Schultz. Welcome back.
Thanks.
I had asked, since we have started talking about grammar again, I had asked for people for questions, and someone had asked me, wanted me to ask this of you. They had read in a publication a sentence about President Obama, who was saying a couple of things he would not support. And the sentence read, he would not support this bill or this bill. And the listener who called in said, shouldn't that be nor? Shouldn't it always be nor when it's a negative? I said, I thought so, but I have an expert here.
I think that it does have to be nor. I think perhaps the reason the writer didn't pick up on it, or the editor for that matter, is that we think neither nor, either or. But when you're in a negative place like that, in your negative construction, then you have to use nor to follow that up. And as you were saying, then I was thinking, and it would really be contrived, but I think that I could come up with the use of or meaning something entirely different, mm-hmm. that you would have a choice, not that it's not either of these. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Because or indicates a choice.
Right.
Whereas nor says it ain't going to be either of
them. I'm not going to the store nor the market before I go home.
And if you said I'm not going to the store or the house, again, it would be contrived, but I think you could say, but you're going to one of them.
Right. Right. So nor. If it's negative, nor. And if it's positive, I'm going to the market or the store before
exactly.
I go home. But I'm not going to both.
Right.
But if I say nor, you know
it's
I'm not
neither.
Going to either.
It's right. neither. That's
all right. Anything else?
Yes. I think a thing that is kind of associated with it is a construction that a lot of people don't use. And, in fact, I find myself having to go back and edit in this word. But what comes after not only? I am not only going to vote. What comes after
but,
that? But. Except that it's but also.
But also.
But also, I am going to campaign for him or whatever.
So if you say not only, you need to follow it up with a.
But also, not just a but. Because but, again, that kind of excludes things or sets right. things aside. But also says you're adding to it.
Not only is one of those sort of audio crutches we use, and we're not even thinking about what it's actually setting up.
In what way?
Well, I mean, I think not only is used, not only that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And you're not even thinking that you're actually signaling mm-hmm. that you're going to say more. Mm-hmm. Not only mm-hmm. means
yeah.
there should be something else
That's
coming.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Have you noticed the other crutch that has come up lately, I think in radio a lot, is that being said.
That being said, yeah. Yes, that was just said. One that you hear on sports talk radio a lot is, let me be perfectly honest.
And they probably aren't.
Do you have to signal that? I was hoping you had been all along.
Let me lie to you.
Yes. Catherine, thank you.
You're welcome.